Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah of Tefillah. The mitzvah of Tefillah, again, one of the major mitzvahs here in Parshas Ekev, where we have been discussing Yiras Hashem and Birchas Hamazon, a couple of major mitzvahs here in the eight mitzvahs in Parshas Ekev. So we have the mitzvah of Tefillah. Says the Torah, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, U'oso Sa'avod, Him you shall serve. Oso Sa'avod. Those two words are one of the places in the Torah where it says we have to serve Hashem, and we learn from that the mitzvah of tefillah. Obviously, this is one of those mitzvahs which we can spend many, many hours on, but we'll just try to get some Rashi Prakim and a couple of major thoughts. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, La'avod es Hashem. It's a mitzvah of serving God. Shenemar ososa avod. V'nichbol azosa mitzvah kama pa'amim. Shenemar v'avatam Hashem alakechem. Makam acher ososa avod. Makam acher lo'avdo b'chol avavchem in Shema. So it says many times to serve Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? So doing all the 613 mitzvahs is serving Hashem. But a specific way of serving Hashem, Chazal understood, is through tefillah. That, by the way, is their secret of tefillah. It's not just saying words. It's serving Hashem. Avoda shebelev. That is tefillah. We have to realize that is the message. The Rambam writes in his koteret to Hilchos Tefillah, in his title, Hilchos Tefillah, La'avodes Hashem b'tefillah. The kiyum of the mitzvah is avodes Hashem. The ma'aseh mitzvah is tefillah. But the kiyum, the goal is feeling like a servant. So this is today's mitzvah. Because of a Rambam, says the chinuch following the Rambam, Ava bisha mitzvah zu yimiyah mitzvos hakololos, even though this is one of those psukim that sounds pretty general, serve God, klomar, shekolos kol ha-Torah, ki avodes hakel tichlo kol ha-mitzvos, but still yesh bazu kamo kein prat. But there is a specific action mandated, and the kavanah of the Torah was shesivanu akel ispalel love, that we have kavanah to daven to Hashem. Love the b'chol avavchem, serve Hashem with all your heart, not just with your heart, but in your heart. Ezu yavod shebelev zu tefila. Right, and that's what we learned from this pasuk. Oso sa'avod. Mishar shi mitzvah. Again, a lot to talk about in terms of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. The chinuch here mentions two ideas. We'll try to expand upon them. Two ideas behind the mitzvah tefila. Number one, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Mashik Dati Ari Pa'amim. I've mentioned many times. Kia Tovos Vabrachos Yachul Obanei Adam Kefi Pu'ulasam V'Tovol Vavam. The more we create ourselves as good servants and loyal servants, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then shower us with plenty. Va'adon Akol Shebra'am Chafes B'Tovasam. Hashem wants to give us good. Ve'hidricham Itzlicham B'Mitzvosav. And He told us, do this so I can give you good. So I can give you Shefa, Bracha, and Atzlacha. So He told us, this is the secret. Tefillah is the secret. U'pasach Lam Pesach. I have a lot to give you. Just daven. It creates the pipelines. Rav Pinkus writes in Sharm B'Tefillah. It's as if Hashem is up in Shemayim with all this goodness ready for us. And the way that we get it down to us is creating pipes. How do you create the pipes? Through tefillah. That's how it works. Right? Until the tefillah, until we daven, it's waiting there. But we have to create the pipelines to make us ra'oi. Right? And this is what the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tefillas and shal tzadikim, because the Gemara, the Torah says that the grass was created on day 3, but it only came out on day 6. What happened between day 3 and 6? So the Gemara says it waited until the edge, and it didn't come out until Adam Rishon David. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the connection. Right? It's like a parent says to a child, what's the magic word? The parent wants to give the child. Doesn't, if you don't say please, you're not getting it. You have to go, sometimes the answer is no also. But if we want anything, we have to say the magic words. The magic words are that of tefillah. So number one idea is for us. It's for us to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that this is the mechanism, how we get shefa bracha through the bracha, through the mitzvah of tefillah. Number one. Number two, says the chinuch, umilvad ha-hoda'a lohem bezos hamida. Besides that, tzivam shish tam shuba v'yivak shemenu tamid. We ask Hashem for things. We talk to Hashem. Why? Umilvad ha-sagas chepsi libeda. Besides getting something for us, yesh lanu zechus bedavar. We have another benefit. Not that we get something, but that we become something. Behis orer ruchenu v'kaveinu kol machshavoseinu ki hu adon hatov ameitev lanu. Through recognizing that he is the source of it all. Every time we say, Baruch Ad Hashem, Chonin Adas, Baruch Hashem, right, Harotze b'shuva, we say all of them, v'chi'ena pekuchas, akol d'rachenu, as we recognize that and realize that, and at every moment, b'chaleis v'chol rega, yishmat tza'akaseinu a love, that affects who we are and who we become. The famous question asked by the philosophers, the Sefer Ikarim of Yosef Albo writes, amongst the Rishonim, this question has driven people off the path, away from God. The question is, how does tefillah work? How does it work? Meaning what? What, did God change his mind? If I was supposed to get it, then what I need the tefillah for? And if I wasn't supposed to get it, what, God changed his mind? Says the Sefer Ikarim, no, chas v'shalom. God didn't change. We changed. We changed through tefillah. Hashem was supposed to, this gzera was only on Rosner A, not on Rosner B. But after tefillah, I'm Rosner B. So nothing, God didn't change. He has a different package for each of us on the level that we're on. The second that we're somebody else, so then Mamela, we get a different package. The Rav Hirsch points out in his Sefer Chorev that this is the language of tefillah. We say, lehis palel. What does the word palel mean? Palel means to judge. Lehis palel is to self-judge. Three times a day we self-judge ourselves. And we plug ourselves back in. We're on low battery every couple hours. So we plug ourselves back in. Oh yeah, I remember. Hashem is the Chonin Adas. Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafe. Those are to internalize. And in the Rav Hirsch's beautiful Lashon, the less we want to daven, the more we need to daven. Because that means we're really low battery and we have to get charged up again. So that's Rav Hirsch. That's what tefillah is about. It's about becoming different people. Okay, that's a couple of hashkafic thoughts. V'ulam, here's the famous paragraph about this mitzvah. Ein lanu b'tara b'zosa, mitzvah zman kavua lasosa. There is no specific rule in the Torah how often do you have to daven. So what's the mitzvah d'oraisa to daven? Is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven? So that is the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Chinuch follows the Rambam, and that's why he has it counted. The Rambam counts that there is a mitzvah to daven every single day of our life. All the details of davening, how many times, and the zmanim, and the words, that's all drabanan. But the idea that we daven every single day is a mitzvah asei daraisa. That is what the Rambam says. Interesting question, the Achronim point out. So what's the daraisa? Is it Mairiv? Are we yotzei by Mairiv? Because that's the first tefillah that we daven of the halachic day. Or is it Shachris? That's the main one, the long one. So which is the one that we're yotzei daraisa? Doesn't make a difference. We just do it all. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his chart upstairs. We don't have to worry about it. But either way, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every single day. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban in his Hasagos there says, no, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to daven every day. It's just a good idea. It's a chesed of Hashem. Hashem allows us to turn to him. It's the CEO of the world. Sets up a meeting. He says, you can have a meeting with me three times a day. You mean 24-7, really. Whenever we're going to turn to Hashem. There are specific times that Hashem says that, you know, please feel free. But it's a feel free, says the Ramban. It's not obligatory. But the Ramban says the only time it is obligatory is a sara. As we mentioned in the past, the Ramban shita is when there is a personal, difficult situation going on, a national difficult situation going on, then it's a mitzvah daraisa to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Two ha'aris on this machlokas. First, the Ramban. The Ramban says it's a good idea. It's a good idea to daven. It's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I mentioned in the past the thought of Rav Meir Pamizlaner. Rav Meir Pamizlaner says that if you remember the punishments of the three players in the original sin story, Adam got a punishment. He has pizzas, apekal toch alechem. He can't sit home. He has to make a living. He has to have the headaches and worries about parnasa. The Ish Chava got a punishment. She was Isha then. Then she became Chava. She also got a punishment, right? Pain in childbirth and tzar gidul banim. And what was the Nachash's punishment? Okay, the Medrash says he lost his legs, but arfar toch al kol yemechayecha. He'll eat dirt. But the question that he asked is, that's such a punishment? He always has what he needs. He's hungry. Right, I'll eat it, it's fine. Right, no problem. What's the answer? This is the ultimate punishment in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the snake, take your dirt and get out of my life for history, for eternity. I don't want to have any relationship with you. I'm giving you everything you need. Don't talk to me. He cuts off the relationship. The greatest gift that we have is that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have needs, and we have to turn to Him. It's much more painful for a child to be ignored by a parent than to be screamed at by a parent. Because getting screamed at least the relationship is there. Getting ignored, the child can't handle it. The child's like, answer me! What are you doing? They can't handle it. Because that's cutting off. That's the Ramban. The Ramban's saying that it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have the opportunity to turn to Him. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the first volume of Reflections of the Rav that maybe there's a deeper understanding of this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The simple understanding is the Rambam says the mitzvah to daven every day, and the Ramban says no, only when there's an eis tzara, only when there is a time of need. Says Rav Soloveitchik, al derech drush, I assume. I don't think this is what he would say is the pashup shot. Maybe both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that davening be'eis tzara is the only obligation. The machlokas is how to define eis tzara. The Ramban says that eis tzara is what we say, a tzara. There's a national disaster waiting to happen. There's somebody who's having tzaras in the family. You know what the Rambam says? You have to daven every day. Why? Because every day is an eis tzara. Every day we're tully on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day Hashem is mechaya us, and He lets us breathe, and He lets us live. Life! In general, is an Asar. We can't say, oh, because something happened yesterday, so it can happen today also. No, Rav Soloveitchik explains in Reflections of the Rav, it is a persistent sorrow which exists b'chol yom. The word sorrow connotes more than external trouble. It suggests an emotional and intellectual condition in which man sees himself as hopelessly trapped in a vast impersonal universe, desolate, without hope. That's tefillah. Tefillah is tefillah. I feel like I need. Right? If we don't feel like we need anything, then it doesn't make sense to daven. Davening is all about realizing that everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. And that is Rav Soloveitchik. Weiter, we continue. Says the Chinuch. The Ein Tefillah Zman Kavua B'Yom HaTorah. As we mentioned, there's no Zman specifically Daraisa. The one thing that's Daraisa that the Rambam and the Chinuch agree in is the structure of Tefillah. Shevach Bakasha Hodah. First praising God, then asking Hashem for things, and then thanking Him. That triple structure, that's Daraisa. Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. That din, that's Daraisa, got the Magen Avraham in trouble. How to get the Magen Avraham in trouble? There is a question. What about women? Do women have a chiyuv to daven? Women have a chiyuv to daven? So the Gemara is it a zman grama? Only drabban under the zman itfila. Midaraisa, it's not. Women have to daven. Women have to daven. The Gemara says in brachas rachmininu. They have to ask for rachmanis also. So that's the Gemara. What do they have to daven? So the most achronim assume, and Mishnah Berurah quotes this, shachris and mincha. Okay, Mariv, they wore a makabel. Fine. Shachris and mincha. There's a famous Magen Avraham. Well, we're making it famous now. The Magen Avraham says that the women say a little bakasha in the morning, they're yotzei with that. Samach l'moda'ani. Moda'ani, a couple of bakashas, they're yotzei, because many women are busy with the kid. So as the velt on the Magen Avraham, they're yotzei with eza bakasha samach l'moda'ani. You need shevach bakasha hoda'a. That's the Araisa. You need that structure. You want to say they don't have to daven other things? Fine. And there's rules. If a woman only has 10 minutes, she davens this. If she has 15, more. It's expanded every time. There's items that are more important and less important, obviously. But in terms of the structure, Shevach Bakasha Hodah, that is Daraisa. That's what the Achronim ask on the Magen Avraham. Weiter, and he says, Mina Domeh, connected to this is also the idea that one has to have Kavana when one davens. If one is in a Makab Sakana, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, that one can daven a Tefillah Katsara, which generally we don't do Bizman Hazeh. Once we're on the topic of Kavana, though, can't have a shiur on tefillah without mentioning the Reb Chaim. But once you know, it's not only Reb Chaim. Reb Cook writes the same thing in Olat Riyah, his sitter. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes the same. They all say the same idea. And that is, there are two types of kavana when we talk about kavana for tefillah. Reb Chaim says this because he's bothered by a steer in the Rambam. One line of the Rambam says that you have to have kavana the entire Shemona Esrei. The other Rambam says, no, first bracha b'dieved. Just in avos. So, which is it? So Reb Chaim explains there's two types of kavana. One type of kavana is knowing what the words mean. You have to know what the words mean. That's the most basic level of kavana. Reb Chaim Ivalajid writes in Nefesh HaChaim, that is the ultimate level of kavana. knowing what I have to think about what's happening in Shamayim with my actions. No, just know what the words mean, says Rabbi Chaim Ivelazhin. And he even says to picture, if my eyes are closed, if I'm looking at the sitter, fine. If my eyes are closed, to try to picture the words in front of me. That's the ultimate level of kavanah, says Rabbi Chaim Ivelazhin. But that's type one. And that, you should try the whole davening. B'di'eved, if it's only the first bracha, it's okay. What's the whole Shemana Esrei? Kavana of Amida Lefnei HaMelech. Kavana that I'm talking to God. Even if I don't know what the words mean. But I have to know that I'm talking to Hashem. That kavana is ma'akev. That's realizing what I'm in the middle of. And that is, says Reb Chaim, that is ma'akev. That's other achronim right as well. B'di'eved, you know, we don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei anyway. Sometimes we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and then like 3 minutes in, we're like, oh, we're davening Shemoneh Esrei. We're like, catch ourselves. So, you know, we didn't know what we were doing the past 3 minutes. Rav Soloveitchik once noted, he said he never understood the halachas, that if somebody doesn't remember if they said Yalav Yavo. What do you mean you don't remember if you said Yalav Yavo? You said it 2 minutes ago. How could you not remember if you said Yalav Yavo? Or if it's St. Talamantar? What, if you were talking to somebody, you don't remember? So the answer back to Rav Soloveitchik is that the Shulchan Aruch was a realist. The Shulchan Aruch has those halachas, because they're all halacha l'maisa for most of us. You know, maybe not for him, but that's... Either way, that is kavana. There are some strategies that Chazal give for having better kavana. You know, it's hard to have kavana. Strategy number one is not to rush into davening and being involved in something else right before davening, even learning bi'iyun. I should get ready for davening, right? Shah achas kodem, even if I sit for a minute before I daven, thinking about what I'm about to do, that makes a tremendous difference in one's tefillah. So again, what one is allowed to do before one davens. Having a makom kavua helps kavana, because I feel comfortable in that spot. Having, davening by a window sometimes brings kavana. If it's not a window out to the street, it's a window out to the shamayim, and I can see the sky and be inspired by the clouds and the sky. There are different elements. Looking inside, using a sitter. God, the Magen Avraham quotes, right? You should never just be looking around, either during a sitter or having one's eyes closed. Either way, there are strategies, and we have to do our best to try to have as much kavana as we can. Okay, let's continue. Midini HaMitzvah. Again, as I said, you know, obviously it's one of those mitzvahs that never ends, but we'll do our best. Mashamar Zecharno Lavracha. Shechayev Adam L'spala Shalosh Pamim Bayom. 3 times a day. Shachris, Ben Arbayim, Ubalayla. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas that tefillah is keneged karbanos tiknum. Tefillah is keneged karbanos. Right, shachris is the tamid shel shachar, and mincha is the tamid shel ben arbayim, and ma'ariv is the extra burning, the hektor chalavim ve'evarim. Shebechal yom ha'yim ha'kivim ve'mikdash tamid shel shachar tamid shel ben arbayim. It's parallel, and that's why ma'ariv is different, because there's no achiv for the burning of the fats in the limbs. Interesting, he does not quote the other sheet in the Gemara. The other sheet in the Gemara is tefillah keneged avos tiknum, avram Yisrael and Yaakov. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, so he only quotes one. We have mentioned that the Rambam quotes both. In Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam quotes Keneged Timidim Tiknum, and in Hilchas Malachim, the Rambam quotes Keneged Abos Tiknum. The suggestion is made by the Maritz Chayas in Brachas, there on that Gemara, that maybe the difference between the history of the mitzvah and why it's obligatory upon us. A topic that we've touched on in the past called Nitna Torah V'Nischat Shehalacha. The history of a mitzvah might be Avram Avinu, by Bris Milah, might be Gid Hanashe, by the brothers. It might be way before. But why do we have to do the mitzvah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do 613. The Rambam points out in Chulin, Daf Kuf, in the Pirush Mishnayos, it doesn't say that Moshe gave us 606 with 7 holdovers. It says Moshe gave us 613. Meaning, the reason we do, that our halachic mesorah started at Har Sinai. It did not start earlier. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim is teaching me the history of a mitzvah. But in Hilchas Tefillah, he's teaching me why we have to daven, because of Keneged Temidim Tiknum. Keneged the Karbanos. Good. The Chinuch continues and said there's another tefillah called Musaf, which we do whenever there's a Karban Musaf. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Bracha says maybe it's Keneged Yosef. Aris Ben Yaakov, you have Yosef and Musaf. The Keneged Karban Shayyah Nosaf and Mikdash Bizman Shayyah Kayim. Good. And then there's Ni'ilah some days. And then he quotes that the Nusach HaTfilah is not based on the Torah, but it's based on Ezra, based Dino. Ubimiachot Tignu, let's follow Shmon Ezra Brachas. We have 18 Brachas. They added on a 19th with Shmuel Hakatan. Vechulu, other days we have 7 Brachos. Interesting Lashon that he has in the paragraph. Ubishabasos Vyamim Tovim. Kidei Shalola Hatriachat Sibur. Because of Tircha de Tzibura, we don't dive in 25 Brachas, Shmon Ezra. or 21 brachas. Meaning, the Gemara says, it's not so inappropriate to daven the regular Shmoneh Esrei at Shabbos plus. But the Rabbanan didn't want us to have such a long Shmoneh Esrei, so they said you don't have to. But it's an important halachic issue that comes out of that. What happens? If it happens a lot, sometimes we start davening the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. What's the halacha? You finish the bracha. If I'm in the middle of Atachonein, I don't stop right away. I finish the bracha, at least by Shachar and Mincha and Ma'arif. Because, really, it's not inappropriate to daven this today. It's just like Chazal said, you don't have to. But once you started a bracha, then you have to continue it. So that's an important in terms of the Tircha Ditzi Bura. Good. The Chinuch continues. Again, there's a lot more here. He continues that one has to try to make sure to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah with a minyan. He says that later on. Tefillah B'Tzibur Nishmas Yosem Tefillas Yachid. 2 points about Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's 3 points, actually. There's a Mabit. The Mabit in Beis Elokim has 3 ideas about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Number one, he says, on a practical level, there's a lot of things you can't say when you daven by yourself. Baruch Hu, Kaddish, all the Dvarim Shebikdusha. On a practical level, Tefillah B'Tzibur. Number two, Eino Domeh, a few people doing a mitzvah, to a lot of people doing a mitzvah. In terms of the quality of the mitzvah. He brings a raya from Avraham. Avraham says by stone, if there were 50 tzaddikim, if there were 40 tzaddikim, it's the same number of Rishayim. So what's the issue? The issue is, but the more tzaddikim there are, the greater zechus there are. So the more people doing a mitzvah, the better. And finally, number three explains the mabit. If we don't have perfect kavana, if we're with the tzibur, we could piggyback. And therefore, it will only help us. There's a fascinating Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover. The Kasha Klover, Hashem Yikov Damo, he was killed in the Shoah. He writes that in earlier history, Tefillah B'Tzibur was important, but it wasn't as obligatory as it is today. Because in those days, they had more Kavana. Bizman Azeh, when we don't have great Kavana, we have to daven B'Tzibur. Because we need that Tzchuyus of the Tzibur for our Tefillah to be called a Tefillah. Anyway, this is all Tefillah B'Tzibur. So continues the Chinuch, but the Hagas Mitzvah Zubach HaMagam HaZman, the Mitzvah applies men and women. Zachar Menekevus. And therefore, every time we daven, we have a kiyum of this. Every time we make a bracha, it could be a kiyum of tefillah. It was specifically with tefillah. But every time we talk to Hashem, it's a kiyum of tefillah. When is someone mevatel tefillah? If someone goes by a whole day without davening, according to the Rambam, if somebody goes through an Eitzara and doesn't turn to Hashem. Period. Just one other ha'ara that I forgot to mention that I wanted to do before, and that is, why is Eitzara unique? Why is Eitzara different? Even the Ramban agrees Eitzara. So one might suggest, because if there is a tzara, and we don't turn to God, that's a reflection that we don't think it's from God. And therefore it's a lack of emuna. That's why a tzara davening is so crucial. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva, that he was asked, do non-Jews have to daven? Ramosha says, no, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, except for a tzara. Because that's part of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If we think things just happen, things aren't from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a lack of emuna, and that's avodah zara. That's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs of Noah. So that's why Esar is different, because it's part of emuna. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time with the mitzvah of being close with Talmidei Chachamim and Chachmei HaTorah.